This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com. The rewriting of history has begun again. It isn't enough that Barack Obama had a history to get him to be the president. I'm the son of a PhD goat herder. My dad was a goat herder in Kenya, and he got his PhD from Harvard. I followed in his footsteps. Dreams of the father that I never knew. I mean, what a fabricated history of the guy. A man that we know very little about. We know less about Barack Obama, truthfully, than any leader in the world. And lucky for the left, we do, because the more we know about this guy, the worse it would get. Honestly, if we could figure out a way to expose all the lies about Barack Obama, he would be stricken from history. And the left cannot have that at all costs. It wouldn't matter what Barack Obama did. You better know these people are rallying behind him. And now you're starting to see this new thing happening. There's a trend coming, folks. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be feel-good books about Barack Obama. People are going to write books like How Barack Obama Transformed America. And they're going to have people, you're going to see books like People Tell Their Barack Obama Transformation Stories. And you're going to get things like, about the health care plan and how wonderful it was and how much he did that was inspirational to blacks and inspirational to women and inspirational to gays. And it's going to look like Barack Obama's a dictator like Saddam Hussein, and everything has to be all things Barack Obama on the left. That's because of the investment. They invested in a fool that they thought was gold, ergo fool's gold. They found out they got ripped off. It is not gold at all. And now they got to deal with it. And so what we're seeing is effectively the new propaganda machine, I guess is the best way to put it, because they're going to rewrite this guy's history. It's already started. There's a book that came out, and here's an excerpt. This is the article. I can't say it's an excerpt from the book, but it's called Rising Star, written by David J. Garrow. Before Barack Obama ever met his wife, Michelle, at her Chicago law firm, the future 44th president of the United States asked another woman to marry him in 1986. While the two were visiting her parents' home. This is in a new biography. Now, let me tell you about Barack Obama's past. They wrote a book about him, and they made an amalgamation of women, supposedly, that manifested itself into one white chick. And the white woman who supposedly was about said, yeah, Barack and I, we lived together for whatever. I don't even remember the details, but I can put it to you this way. It was no big deal. For all intents and purposes, they were practical roommates. And the funny thing is, I've asked people this question. I've asked leftists this question. Barack Obama's supposed to be the most dreamy guy. Remember when he was on the beach in Hawaii and they talked about, no 50-year-old could look like that. Look at the, and I'm looking at man boobs. The dude's got boob moobs. And he's coming out of the ocean looking like a chick, you know, with short hair. And they're making it sound like that was the epitome of mankind. And I thought to myself, wow, they will swoon over anything. So go ahead, swoon all over him. Where are the ladies? But Barack Obama goes to, we know he was in Hawaii. We know he went to Columbia. We know he went to Harvard. Show me the ladies that dated him. Mr. Dreamy, the 6'2" light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect attending Harvard. Now, let me put it to you this way. Every brother I know that's not on the down low, he could get you, he would tell you, well, you know, there was Susan, and then there was Betty before that, and then I dated Shalonda, and then, you know, there was Shaniqua, and then Marie, and then Maria, and, you know, Jacqueline, and you know, Aaron, or whatever. He would just go down the list, the people, because he would not, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, he's a male whore, but I'm just saying the fact of the matter is he could name you the women in his life and why they were there and a host of other things, but they can't find anybody to talk about Barack Obama. He's a figment. Where's Barack Obama's women? I'm just curious. So now we get to rewrite history. Oh, he proposed to a woman before he met Michelle. Let me ask you, why didn't we know about this before? When he was running for president, I mean, if you're going to do a human interest story, tell us, yeah, he proposed to a woman before he met his wife. It isn't like it was going to skew the election. It's just a factoid. Yeah, Barack Obama was engaged to a girl before, didn't work out, and she said he was too ambitious or whatever, and he went on and found Michelle. But no, that wasn't the case. Here's the article. Goes on. Rising Star was about this guy, and he says, the review said Garrow portrays Obama as a man who ruthlessly compartmentalized his existence, who believed early on that he was fated for greatness, and who made emotional sacrifices in the pursuit of a goal that must have seemed unlikely to everyone but him. According to the review, Sheila Miyoshi Jaeger, his love interest, refused his advances at the time because his mother said she was too young. She was 23 and Obama was 25. So we've got this new girl that nobody ever knew. She comes out of the blue after Barack Obama has been president for 8 years. And we've been asking this question for a long time. Where are the chicks? Tell me the chicks.
And where are the white women at?
Exactly. Nice touch. So you knew I was going to do the story, so you had that one ready to go. Good for you, man. See, earning your keep. Yeah. The two continued to see each other, they write, but Jaeger told Garrow that shortly after the proposal, Obama became more ambitious. I remember very specifically that by 1987, a year into our relationship, he already had his sights on becoming president, she said, according to the book. She told Garrow that Obama's resolution of his black identity was directly linked to his decision to pursue a political career. So in other words, he was a black racist who wanted to correct all the things of America that make it such a terrible place to be if you're black. Barack, just out of a curiosity, why didn't you start in Africa? Because that's a terrible place to be black. Hey, in fact, why don't you start in the city? You pick any city you want, because that's a terrible place to be black. How about the city where you hail from, Chicago? That's a pretty bad place to be black. Holy cow, man. Look, they're going to rewrite history for this dude and make him look like he was the... I don't know what they're going to do, but you can know this. This is a rewrite. And don't believe a word of it. But the left is going to believe it, because they're going to sell this hard. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. Can't wait to get to it. Kevin Jackson, who you listen to, will be there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio show.
Blake Grantham of UnconfirmedBreakingNews.com. And we always have Blake on to give us the unconfirmed breaking news, things that you dare not repeat to anybody in any serious fashion. But, Blake, so lots going on, man. They still are trying to tear down Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton's back on the speaking circuit, coming from out from under her rock or her rat hole. Maybe she moved the rock off of her rat hole, for all I know. But they're starting to gain a little confidence. But are they getting some muscle behind them? I mean, who's supporting these guys? You mentioned we talked earlier about the ACLU. Are they behind these folks or what?
Well, before I can say that, I was looking at you. Were you watching TV within the last 10 minutes?
No.
Okay, because I was looking at some video. Some guy they were seen kicking and screaming while people were dragging him onto a United Airlines plane.
So one of my friends is a flight attendant, and she said to me, I won't say what airlines, but she said, "Well, we actually killed a guy." And I went, "What?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "Believe it or not, some people were trying to kill him, and he ran onto the plane, and they had to subdue him, and in subduing him, he died. but he ran onto the plane because bad guys were trying to kill him. And so, anyways, wow. He goes, story, you just file this one under a story you've never been told. And I won't say the airline because I actually fly. But I was thinking, holy cow, man. I thought the USC was going to buy an airline here because, I mean, put cameras on and yeah, make it a free for all. You know, if you want a better seat, you can fight for it.
Right. When they say, look, if we have too many people on this plane, we'll decide who gets on the plane by the first person that taps out.
Exactly. I'm saying just put an octagon in the terminal. all the standby passengers report to the octagon.
Well, you said something about the ACLU. Now, the ACLU, I mean, these people are getting out of control. Now, they're going to start monitoring pool halls.
What?
They do it. Well, due to the spinning motion impaired to, I don't know, I'm not sure if you ever shot pool, but due to the spinning motion impaired to a ball in billiards, referred to as used in English, they want that stopped because they think that might offend new immigrants by using English. They haven't learned the language. They also stated that the people who use English when playing A balls are more than likely xenophobic white supremacists that voted for Donald Trump. So when you shoot, you can't use English.
You can no longer use English.
No, it's bigoted. It's hate speech.
Well, while we're on the subject, so if you were to shoot straight at the ball, is that going to offend the LGBTQ community? I'm just saying, if you're going to go there with the billiards thing, there's a lot of innuendo. So anyway, we'll jump off that subject because I don't want to have to cover that too much. So you mentioned that there's something going on with this company in Pittsburgh. I haven't heard this story, so explain it to my audience.
Okay. A recently formed company by exclusively African-American investors decided to change their name after receiving criticism from their community. Now, the new business makes iron and other metals, and the current title is Black People Steal.
So what do they want to change it to? You got any suggestions?
Black people steal.
Black people steal.
That almost sounds like a pawn shop in Chicago.
Exactly. Black steel. That is hysterical. So let's shift gears a little bit here.
B.B. King.
All right, I want to hear about B.B. King.
You like the blues?
You know, some of it I do. You know, I mean, it's not like my favorite genre of music, but I do like when somebody can really do it. Like, I got a buddy down in New Orleans. His name is Luther Kent, and he's a big old white boy. And Luther Kent can blow some blues, man. It literally makes your soul vibrate when you hear Luther sing. And I love Stevie Ray Vaughan playing a guitar. And my grandparents listened to B.B. King. And my grandfather tried to play the guitar like B.B. King very bad.
Wait, let me stop you right here. This is something you probably didn't know, but you can tell them if they're still alive and tell them this. One of his most popular songs was inspired, as far as B.B. King, inspired by his uncle, who was a cross-dresser that loved wearing women's formal attire. The title and lyrics were later changed, but the original version was called The Thrill Is Gown.
Turn down. Watch out, it'll become a gay anthem like I Will Survive it's Raining Men, right? The Thrill Is Gown. Yeah, man. So B.B. King, I gotta tell you, when certain names, and I don't know if you feel this way, but certain things will come up and they really have a nostalgic feel for me. And I was never a huge fan of B.B. King by any stretch of the imagination. But my grandfather, my grandmother hated the blues. My grandfather, who they were the people who raised me, he loved the blues. And he loved B.B. King. And he couldn't play the guitar to save his life. I mean, just couldn't. But he had one, and he would come out, and he would just strum it. You know, like if you don't can't play the guitar, but you put your fingers on it and just play, just rip a drum. You know, it didn't matter what it was, because he took so much pride in it. But I got to tell you, when I hear that, when I hear anything about B.B. King, it takes me back to this thrill that my grandfather, you know, had when he would, like, see B.B. King come on TV, or a song that would come on the radio. It was really funny. But I never knew that the Thriller's Gown was actually a trans cross-dressing anthem. So thanks again, Blake, for...
Here's something you probably didn't know. Muhammad Ali played jazz, too. A lot of people don't know that.
He played jazz?
Yeah, he didn't do it before he got in the ring because he was in a position. No sax before a fight.
We're going to leave it there. Blake Grantham at Unconfirmed Breaking News, and I will tell you, don't repeat that news to anybody. Thanks, Blake.
This racially uncomfortable moment was brought to you by Kevin Jackson of theblacksphere.net.
Let me sing you a little song. We're all special in our own way. Everybody's different, but that's okay. Cause even though we might have different color skin, different points of view, be tall or thin, it doesn't mean I can't lay you down, woman, and touch your silky skin. Put my love deep inside you, I know. What are we talking about again?
When it comes to self-reliance, liberals have two rules.
Rule number one is never do anything for yourself when someone else can do it for you.
Rule number two, never listen to Kevin Jackson.
Can't someone else do it?
On the Black Sphere Radio Network.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
January 26, 2016, so not just a little over a year ago. I'm an attorney, and I was leaving my law firm in Louisville and was followed to the parking garage by a man. We rode an elevator together, and as I ran to my car, because I had a feeling, as I was trying to get into my car, he body tackled me and stabbed me with an 8-inch knife. And we had a hand-to-hand fight. He was trying to kidnap me. He was muffling me with my own scarf to the point where I had fibers stuck in my teeth at the hospital. I tore ligaments in my hip, tore my hamstring twice, broke ribs. He hit me in the face. I mean, it was just this horrible ordeal, and I couldn't escape. I mean, I was doing everything I could, but I had a pistol in my purse. And I remembered it, and I was able to access it, shot my attacker multiple times, saved my life, and now I'm sitting here with you. My life is surreal. So it was the most terrifying moment of my entire life, but I'm able to share my story and kind of let people know this happened. You know, you don't hear my story in the media, and it does happen.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. We are a pro 2A, that means Second Amendment group here at on my show and on my team. We believe in all the constitutional rights, and we believe that they should be doled out ecumenically or whatever. Is that the right word? Maybe we shouldn't use that word, huh, Kev? Anyway, they should be doled out evenly. Opportunistically for everyone to take advantage of, because those are the rights we have as citizens. And the problem with the left is they interpret these rights to apply them to non-citizens. And they also take these rights and they say, you know what, we don't care what you think about protecting yourself. You don't need to. We have all this protection for you. Well, ask Kate Steinle. Ask the young lady who just told that harrowing story. Who knows what this man was going to do to her? Kill her was pretty certain. Because when she resisted, he took an 8-inch knife and he started cutting her up. And this is a young attorney, you know, in the prime of her life. And some guy decides he wants her, so why not? And there are liberals who say, well, he wanted you, why shouldn't he have you? Oh, but then again, there is that war on women. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. See, there's always a quandary. You know, you should be able to do what you want. Muslim men can rape women, and, you know, no problem. Women, just be more careful. Be more sensitive to their culture. Now, try not to leave your car in a parking garage and have to go to your car when you're done with your job. I mean, after all, it's your fault. You're the one wearing provocative knee-length dresses. I mean, what do you expect? These guys have been on the battlefield fighting against American soldiers, and we bring them over here to, you know, to kill. And here you are, working, being powerful women, doing all that stuff. And then you would. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to do what they do. And you just take it. That's your job. So there was a shooting. Two people are dead after a shooting at Northlake College in Texas. And you know, when I saw this story, it was breaking yesterday, and I said, this is just more of the Obama era. It still permeates the air. You can smell it, the stench. Oof. One thing Donald Trump can definitely say, folks, is he inherited a mess from Barack Obama when it comes to shootings at schools. Mass shootings in general. Irving police were on the scene. An active shooter. You know, I dealt with Northlake College. It's a nice college in a pretty nice area. It's on the north side, obviously. And it's a community college. So people, transients go there. You know, when I say that, I mean, it's generally older people, and they're just kind of continuing education classes, things like that. But Irving police said shots were fired on the campus just before noon. And we learned that two people did die. One witness said they saw police officers with high-powered rifles going room to room. Students walking out with their hands up. Hands up, don't shoot. This wasn't black kids. This is white kids. This is Northlake over in Irving. This was whites and Hispanics. That's what's normal demographic of that area. Hands up, don't shoot. Please. Another student named Mike spoke to WFAA. He said he heard people yelling in the hallway, and a man entered the room, and he was in. He turned off the lights and locked the door. Said he also heard police officers telling people to get out. Said the officers entered the room, and the students left with their hands over their heads. Good for them. You know what? You never know, right? Even, I mentioned before, when you have these types of events now in America, we don't know. We have to wonder, is it terrorism? That's one of the thoughts. I'll be honest. So I talked earlier about this guy ramming a truck into some people. He killed three people. Two more may die. Injured 10. You don't know what's going to happen. Older guy, they say he wasn't a Muslim, but don't be surprised if you find out old grandpa, you know, converted to Islam and yelled Allahu Akbar before he pressed the accelerator. We don't know what Muslims look like anymore, do we? Suburban white kids want to join ISIS. Think about that. Have you ever heard in your life the number of people who want to leave this country so they can go join ISIS? The number of young girls who want to be married to a jihadi? And I could go on. If you survive that, I mean, if you want the experience, you can come back and write a book. If you can survive it and make a few bones, congratulations. But geez, I remember these two young girls. I'm not sure if they were twins, but I remember they were very cute. And I'm thinking to myself, why on God's green earth would you want to go and be treated like a pig or a goat or a sheep? Take your pig. Well, not a pig, but a goat or a sheep with these third world, disgusting individuals. Why would you want to do that? Why would you put your body through that? I don't get it. Anyway, I'm off subject. So this campus shooting, practically epidemic, folks, during the time of Obama. I've talked about it before. Never in the history of this country have there been so many mass shootings under a single president. Never in the history of this country has there been so many shootings at schools than under this president. Never in the history of this country has there been the murder rate in such mass I don't want to say consumption, but mass numbers than under this president. I'm talking about killings in every city. Practically every major city had a geometrical uptick in crime under Obama, practically year after year. We're talking 25% gains, 47% gains, 62% gains every single year, going up, 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 up. That's what Trump's inherited. The number of flat-out beatdowns, the number of the amount of violent crime encapsulated era, 8 years of Obama is unheard of. But the left tells us we're in a safer country. They tell us that the country's more tolerant. Ask yourself, the number of protests, the disruption of an election. Have you ever seen in the 2016, have you ever seen anything close in the run-up to an election? The level of disruption. I'll tell you this, you have never in your life witnessed conservatives do a fraction of what was only what occurred at Berkeley, just Berkeley. Forget about BLM and all the destruction they've done city to city. I would love to see the price tag of anarchy from leftists versus us. Has anybody ever brought that up? The level of anarchy? I can't recall it. So when I see campus shootings, I think Obama. We wrote of one. Umpqua College shooting in Roseburg, Oregon. You remember that shooting? Probably not. But Obama, he lectured us on gun control at the time. Man, I got to tell you folks, I've never been so happy to see the end of an era than this. And the problem is, it's not quite over. Our job still remains. We must stamp out this the whole memory of Obama. And the only way to do that is it's going to take Donald Trump or somebody in the Oval Office, somebody in the administration, to expose these guys for who they are.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
No, I didn't either. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest geniuses of all times, got divorced.
Putting an end to identity politics.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It shouldn't be, do you love her? Do you want to spend the rest of your life with her? It should be, do you think you're smarter than Einstein? 2.0.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I played that clip is I'm watching a show. I don't know if it's on the History Channel or whatever, but it's The Life of Einstein. And they've made it into an actual movie. And this guy that plays young Einstein is a guy named Johnny Flynn. And he's awesome as an actor. He's awesome. He captures Einstein. I'm talking about cold. Now, Jeffrey Rush plays the older version of Einstein. And, of course, he's an Academy Award winner, one of the best actors I've ever seen. This show is amazing. And now, look, I'm going to tell you up front. I happen to be an engineer, computer science, mathematician, and I may see it through a little bit of a different lens than most people, but we see Einstein as a genius that, you know, did the theory of relativity and E=mc², etc., and the fact that light can be bent and these various theories. And by the way, what's funny about Einstein, if you really understand his work, is he started with a theory that he then later in life disproved. That's what's so cool about his work. The first part, you know, he can get it. You can talk to him about what he thought the theory would be, and he spent a lot of time trying to prove that, and just made science just was floored at this guy. And then later on, he has to, in effect, disprove it is one of the things that most scientists never encounter. So it's really a cool thing. And I saw another thing years ago where Einstein needed, because there was going to be an eclipse, and the only way he could prove his theory was the way when that eclipse happened, and he needed everything to go right, and it finally did. So, long story short, if you get a chance to see this, it is magnificent. It really is. I didn't realize, you know, all of the loves of his life. You think these guys are geniuses that, you know, they're nerds and nobody liked them. Einstein got the chicks, man. I'm telling you, people loved his brain. and he was funny in this goofy kind of way. I'm presuming Johnny Flynn has really sort of researched the role. But he was very clever in how he used math and applied it. And I got to tell you, if you only watch this show for one reason, and one reason only, you got to watch it for how Einstein viewed the world. I'll put it to you this way. He changed the way I think. He absolutely did. Einstein said, too many people spend far too much time absorbed in the theoretical of what they're trying to accomplish. You know, in other words, working out a problem. They don't observe what's really happening. So if I gave you an equation, for example, an integral that would help you figure out how to make a circle, Einstein would tell you, well, let's observe the circle. And he said you need to be able to visualize the issue, and that will help you understand the problem. And I'll give you a good example. When I went through engineering school, and we were talking about electrons, and then we talked about, you know, other subatomic particles, even smaller than electrons, and we got into quarks and things like that. Now, I'm not going to get too technical for the audience here, but we got into the behavior of the atom. And I remember thinking about the atom this way. I said, inside of the atom, there's a ton of space. There's very few items inside of the atom. So you've got electrons, neutrons, protons, whatever. But there's a lot of space inside of this nucleus. And so when you think of a solid object and you hit that solid object, as I just hit my desk, it doesn't bend. So I said things are moving so fast in certain types of electrons, in certain types of atoms, to where it's solid. But they move slower where you have more compression. So in other words, the reason why I can compress a balloon is because it's the level of excitation isn't there. The balloon isn't so taut with air that's bouncing off of each other or particles bouncing off of each other that I can't squeeze it. But if there's less air and it's more malleable, there's obviously less pressure, less items in there to be bounced off of. So that's why I look at sort of the atom. But here's what I used to think about. I said the atom is far too powerful. Because if you allow that pressure, if you could split the atom, as we say, which is what Einstein essentially did with U-230, uranium-239, or 235, I forget which, but one of them is nuclear. But if you split that atom, the power that emits from it is tremendous. So I want you to think about something that can keep something feeling solid, while in fact the individual atom is mostly air, mostly space. So that's the power of that little thing that's moving around inside of the atom and keeping that thing that appears to be solid. So if you could split the atom open and let that power go, even if it's not nuclear, there's still a lot of power there. So that was my theory. And then I also said, I see gyroscopic motion because of the way that the atom, the behavior of it just wasn't the same. So I'm boring you guys now at this point, but that's okay. So here's my point. I leave engineering school with my own little theories about it. I didn't try to prove it. I just wanted to get out of school and go to work because I wasn't designing at the subatomic particle level. I was designing computers, supercomputers, and other stuff. So, but I still had this theory. Later on, I'm talking a decade or two later, I'm talking to engineering students and they're telling me about the subatomic makeup of the atom, and they're like, yeah, so they now theorize that it's gyroscopic motion. And I was like, that's exactly what I was saying. So, but here's the reason why I say that. Einstein made me think differently. I was going in, they were just telling me how to think about the electron. So I did. Thought about it that way. And I apply those same techniques, if you will, to politics. They want us to believe a particular way. They want us to believe that we have choice when we don't. You are being manipulated every single day. And I will never forget when I got my hands on a book and it said how the government studied electronic theory and the makeup of the chemistry of people as well as the behavior, if you will, and they likened it to engineering. To electronics. And I'll give you an example. You got three lanes of traffic and they're all going straight. And you know, and it's kind of rush hour, so maybe the left and the right lane have five cars and four cars and the center lane's got 14 cars. What you're looking at a distance as an electron, what do? I guarantee you the likelihood is you go to the lane with four cars. Okay? And then you'll watch the four car and five car lanes will start to fill up, and we call that filling holes until there's at least 12 or 13 cars across the board. You're going to see people, you can predict the behavior. So if there's one car in one lane, five cars in another, and 13 cars in another, most people are going to pick the lane with one car. And then those will fill up before anybody else lines up behind the 13. Now you may say, well, Kevin, why do people line up behind the 13? That wasn't the point of this exercise. That's what I'd say. So I can make you do things, in other words. If I've got two lanes of traffic, if I want you to go to the left lane, for example, if I'm the government and I want to make sure you go there, I'll line the cars up in the other two lanes next to you so you will be forced to get in the left lane. That's what the government does. It can actually predict our behavior, and they have models built around this. I know people think this is some sort of crazy conspiracy theory. They have models that know if we tweak this in a city, this is what will happen. If we give a food shortage or a gasoline shortage, here's what the flow will do. Here's what people will do. They know how to manipulate it. And so I'm telling you, what you need to do is you need to watch this Einstein thing, if you can catch the whole thing of it, and then apply it to things that you go, I don't quite understand. Take a step back and ask yourself, what's going on? What's being manipulated? Then, now, with what I've just told you, look at the news differently. Ask yourself some basic questions. Why this constant incessive drone that Trump is so bad? Trump has not performed badly. Let's say you don't agree with everything he's done. There are some things that you would go, well, that's pretty good, right? I get that Barack Obama, we didn't have a whole lot to celebrate, but if he did something good, we were there to say it. I know I was. It wasn't very often, but I said it. I don't just dislike him so much that if he does things good, I wouldn't do that. But ask yourself why this is happening with Donald Trump, and then who controls the system, and why it is so important that we interrupted it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.